Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. We hear every day from the bean counters whose jobs require them to play in the Don't Worry, Be Happy band. Whose favorite numbers, by which I mean their favorites, not ours, are Recovery is Busting Out All Over, Happy Days Are Here Again, and When I Am a Rich Man. The other, independent bean counters are hard to hear amid the blaring brass. But if you pay attention, you can hear what they're yelling. The next recession has already started. When the federal government reported yesterday on the growth of retail sales last month, there wasn't any. Growth, that is. April sales overall were flat compared with March, with declines in autos, department stores, electronics and appliances, furniture and food and beverages. The strongest growth was in internet, sporting goods, restaurants and bars, and health store sales. Overall sales increase year to year, but by less than 1%, the slowest growth since 2008. Wait, wasn't that the year the last recession hit stride? What a coincidence. This is hardly the first or only indication that the U.S. economy is in serious trouble. Federal agencies have reported just in the past week or so that consumer confidence is plummeting and household spending is expected to nosedive. Last month, statistics on the gross domestic product in the first quarter of the year showed consumer spending to be weaker than at any time since World War I, except for the fourth quarter of 2008. Another coincidence. The GDP report, whose bottom line was a dismayingly tiny growth of 0.2%, included another stunner. During the first quarter, privately held unsold inventories of stuff increased by $122 billion. Without the activity generated by putting all that stuff in storage somewhere, the GDP would have been down by 3%. And all hell would have broken loose. The question now is, with consumer spending anemic and getting weaker, who's going to buy all that crap? If American consumers suddenly do decide to go shopping, by the end of this year, they will have more than 6,000 fewer stores in which to do it. That's how many store closings have been announced so far, including Radio Shack, 1,784, Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples, 625, Dollar Tree and Family Dollar, 340 stores, Barnes & Noble, 223, Walgreens, 200, Sears, 77, and on and on. When the economy sputtered in January, the apologists said, don't worry, it's just a blip. Lower gas prices will fix everything. When it was worse in February, they said, don't worry, it's the bad weather. Spring will come and fix everything. They made this point, by the way, despite the fact that the small print on their estimates say seasonally adjusted. When March missed expectations, they said, don't you worry, April will blow your socks off. Well, it's mid-May, and everyone's socks are still on. Without taking into consideration the collapse of oil fracking now ongoing, or the frightening flight of money from the bond markets now ongoing, or the imminent eruption from the overheated casino stock market expected any minute, the economy's fundamentals indicate that recession at least has begun. So it's too late to ask whether we're going to have one. What we need to ask now is, how bad is it going to be? Quick, another chorus of happy days. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.